Now he says here in verse 9, even his whose coming is after the working of Satan. This is Antichrist, Satan's man, the man of sin, the lawless one. And he will come after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Now, power here is dunamis. That's physical power whose source is supernatural. That means that he's going to be quite a healer, I think. He'll do a lot of things. He'll perform miracles. He'll be a miracle worker, you see. I think he'll be able to walk on water. I think he might be able to control the wind. Satan at one time let a wind, you know, destroy the sons and daughters of Job. And then with signs. Now, the word signs means they're tokens. In other words, the purpose of which is to appeal to the understanding. This is going to appeal to the scientific world of that day. It'll appeal to politicians. It'll appeal to the religious world. And with phoniest kinds of things today, people are just taken in by it. I'm amazed how people will fall for that which is phony. And somebody said to me, why do you think that's true? Well, it can be expressed like this. Those who do not stand for something will fall for anything. And there are people today that are not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And he's going to talk about that, by the way. Then lying wonders. That produces an effect upon observance. These lying wonders, people all over the world, my, they're going to talk about it. They say, my, this fellow, the world ruler day, he's a great fellow. Look what he can do. Now, who is it falls for him? Those who would not believe the gospel. And he'll do it with all deceivableness, verse 10 now, of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, I do believe that the gospel is going to go out to the ends of the earth, even maybe by the church. And I'm not sure, but what, it's penetrating pretty well today, as I said, by radio. Radio is going lots farther today to get the Word of God out. I believe that's our business. The Lord Jesus, then, is going to let the world believe a lie. And we're told here, verse 11, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And why does he do that? Isn't that a little unfair? Oh, no. No, it's just like it says God hardened Pharaoh's heart. If you think that means that poor old Pharaoh wanted to let the children of Israel go and he was weeping and God really wouldn't let him, you're wrong. He didn't want to let them go. And what God did, he made him stand to it and he made him take a decision. You see, a lot of people are pussyfooting today. They won't take a stand for God. They won't listen to the gospel. They're closed to it. Now, God is going to give them, and he's giving them the Word of God. And after they hear the Word of God, and they won't accept it, then God will send them strong delusion. Why? Because they wouldn't receive the truth, then they'll believe a lie. And the people that are wide open today to the cults and the isms are people who've heard the gospel, are church members. That's the reason some of them go around on Sunday morning and knock on your door, because they know the weak saints will not be in a house of worship. They know that they are the weak ones. They don't want to study the Word of God. And as a result, they know they can get them. If you won't receive the truth, you're wide open for anything that comes along. And I've been amazed that some intelligent people, they'll sit in a church, hear the gospel, reject it, and then turn up the next thing you know, following the wildest cult or some individual that's as phony as all get out and not giving out the Word of God at all. Why? Because this is the way that it is. God does that to separate sheep from goats. That's the best way in the world to do it. They wouldn't receive the love of the truth. And now he sends them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now, what is the lie? Well, I think Antichrist is going to say to them, you people were really smart not becoming a bunch of religious nuts and believing that Jesus was going to come and take you out of this world. These people that they took off probably on a trip to the moon and they've disappeared, and they're out there in space somewhere, and they don't know where they're going. I think you'll come up with quite a few explanations of it, and you people were smart to wait, because we're going to build a kingdom right here on this earth, and the people are going to believe it, and they think they're entering the millennium, but they're entering the great tribulation. I think that's the lie. And why? In order that he can judge them, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And I've said this many times to my congregation, and I'd like to say it to this radio audience. If you can sit and listen to this program and continue to reject Jesus Christ, may I say this to you? That you are wide open for anything that comes along, and you would never be able to go into the presence of God and say, well, I never heard the gospel before, because my brother, you are hearing it and you have heard it, and you probably heard it in several different places, and you turn your back upon it. And when you turn your back upon it, you're wide open, and you are a subject of judgment then for sure, because we're savor of life to those that are saved. We are savor of death unto those that perish. Oh, I'm not your friend if you reject Jesus Christ, because you couldn't go into God's presence and say you hadn't heard it. And that's the thing I've always wanted to tell the man that rejects Christ. Brother, you are really, I've really put you out on a limb. You could never say you never heard it before.